In the weeks since the police killing of George Floyd, a black man in Minneapolis, there's been a broad reckoning with various kinds of racism in the U.S. This cultural shift has led some government, businesses, and community members across the country to take down or rename landmarks with ties to various kinds of racism. Squaw Valley Ski Resort executives are, again, considering dropping Squaw from its name, a title that's drawn criticism for years from some Indigenous leaders. And a quick note, this story may not be appropriate for kids. It was the site of the 1960 Olympic Games, one of the first to be broadcast on television.
This is Lowell Thomas, greeting you from Squaw Valley.
It was an innovative event. According to the International Olympic Committee, it was the first to build a Winter Olympic Village and spur the invention of the instant replay on TV. Walt Disney produced the opening and closing ceremonies.
The world's best skiers and skaters have come to this remote valley with the odd-sounding name, Squaw Valley. They have come to win if they can.
That word, squaw, is a racist and misogynistic slur. And over the past couple of decades, tribal members and activists have been pushing for Squaw Valley Ski Resort to drop the slur from its name. But the resort chose to keep the name. In late June, the Sacramento Bee reported that resort executives are reviewing the company's use of the term and inviting local Indigenous leaders and stakeholders to discuss the possibility of a name change. Resort President and CEO Ron Cohen says resort executives are having discussions with the community.
I see social media posts about, carrying out a debate, expressing opinion. You should change it, you shouldn't change it, that sort of thing. We get calls to our general voicemail box saying those things.
Vincent Schilling is an associated editor with Indian Country Today, who has written about the origins and meaning of the word. He says there's some debate about the origins of the slur. Some note it's likely a derivative of the Algonquin word esqua, which means young woman.
But then there are also other possible, connections to the word, which is a Mohawk or which is Ojiskwa, which means vagina. And they say there's no derogatory meaning.
However, Schilling says the word was appropriated by non-Native people and used in a disparaging and sexually connotative way against Indigenous women.
Qua was synonymous with the dirtiest words for female anatomy that I won't use for purposes of being respectful. And I think you can understand that one of the words starts with the letter C.
I feel disrespected when I hear it. I feel terrible.
Helen Fillmore is a tribal member with the Washoe tribe of Nevada and California who lives in Gardnerville. We're saying Washoe as that's the way she and some tribal members pronounce it. She says hearing the word makes her feel extremely uncomfortable.
When you tell people that you live in Reno or that, you know, you can talk about the weather and then snow comes up and then all of a sudden people are asking if you ski and telling you about how they're going to go ski racial slur. Let's go ski racial slur. And it's something that is just said in passing where people don't even think twice about how that word is impacting the person they're talking to.
Ray Bacasigua Valdez is the director of the American Indian Movement of Northern Nevada chapter and is a member of the Texas Band of Yaqui Indians. He's also a dad.
And I have girls. And I would never disrespect them and, you know, use that name, squaw, like that. Oh, you're my squaw. I mean, it's like you're less than human. I mean, you can dissect it how you want, but where it stands today, it's disrespectful for us.
The name was adopted in the mid-19th century as settlers moved into the valley north of Lake Tahoe, where they found Washoe women and children upon arrival. That's according to Edward B. Scott, who wrote the 1957 book The Saga of Lake Tahoe. But Squaw Valley isn't the official name of the area anymore. It's just the name of the ski resort. Here's President and CEO Ron Cohen again.
In 1960, there was a decision to bring a post office into the valley. And there's already a place in California called Squaw Valley. It's on the west side outside of Fresno. And so when the post office came in, it was determined that the the area couldn't use the name Squaw Valley from a postal perspective, and so it was given the name Olympic Valley.
Some local tribal members see a name like Olympic Valley Ski Resort as an ideal switch to make, as it honors the unique history of the resort. Others disagree.
And so a place like Squaw Valley that has a dedicated regional following, you know, those people, they have landmarks, milestones throughout their life that they tie to that place. And so I think that, you know, it's not an ephemeral thing for them. It's really meaningful. And so when you think about changing the name of a place like that, it can really touch on people's emotions. And so I think that probably plays a big part in you know, why the name was retained.
Last October, the Reno City Council voted to drop Columbus Day in favor of Indigenous Peoples Day, a holiday that celebrates Native American peoples rather than honor a figure that for many represents a violent history of colonization in North America. Ray Bacasigua Valdez says the American Indian Movement of Northern Nevada was behind the push, which was years in the making. He says that experience taught the group lessons that they're applying to the resort's possible name change.
And we stayed prayerful. We sat back. We massaged it. We waited. We waited. We waited. Boom. So the point I'm trying to make is massaging it. You don't give up. You can quote me on this. We will never give up.
Resort CEO Ron Cohen says that the company will soon announce a decision on the future of the resort's name. Bree Zender, KUNR News.